From the studios of Tucson Business Radio X, recorded in the Stewart Title corporate offices on Broadway, you are now listening to The Mark Bishop Show. And now here's your host, Mark Bishop.
And welcome to another Mark Bishop Show. You know, people who live in rural or suburban communities, they've been hearing it for a long time. The next big technology is almost here to solve their internet problems for good. Whether it's big cable or 5G, that fast, modern connection you've always wanted is just around the corner. While the infrastructure used by ground-based internet service providers, it's a huge investment, and one that most companies pay for by having a lot of customers in a relatively small area, that is a city. So, however, if you don't live in town, you find yourself paying more or getting less quality when you sign up for a ground-based internet service. In some cases, you might even have to pay the ISP thousands of dollars to dig trenches just to run cable to your home. Well, Steve Mesnick of Viasat, he's going to tell us how consumers can stay online all the time between school, work, and personal interests through high-quality satellite-based internet that can connect homes even in the hardest-to-reach locations. Gee, it sounds good, doesn't it? Welcome, Stephen Mesnick.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All righty. And you're Vice President, Marketing and Pricing of Viasat Inc. So this all sounds wonderful, my friend. Tell us about it. When's it all going to launch?
Yeah, so first, Viasat is a satellite communications company that's been around actually for about 30-plus years, providing connectivity to homes, to businesses, to places remote as airplanes. So if you fly JetBlue or United or American Airlines, the connectivity on those planes is actually oftentimes provided by Viasat. So one of the things Viasat's so passionate about is breaching, we call this digital divide. And that is, you just described it very, very well. It's this, the place right on the, could be the outside of a somewhat urban area, sometimes more rural, where cable companies, telephone companies have just chosen not to spend the money. They've decided that the person in that home is not worth the investment. So they just have an invisible line drawn around certain areas where folks cannot get high quality internet if they live across that line.
Now, I think I've been reading something over the last few months that looked pretty exciting about more satellites being put up there to do this. Is this the particular one we're talking about here where there's little boxes everywhere and they go direct the signal into that so nobody misses out?
Yeah, so actually what Viasat does is I think we have the most efficient way to get connectivity to many homes, which is we launch one large satellite. It goes up on a rocket. It goes, sits about 20,000 miles up in the sky. You're never really going to be able to see it. And you just need a small antenna on your home, the same size you'll see now with people who have satellite TV, like DirecTV, for example. An installer comes to your home, puts that small dish on your home, and you're able to talk back and forth with that satellite in the sky, and it gets you high-quality internet. When I say high-quality, it means speeds 25 meg, 50 meg. These aren't the dial-up speeds of yesterday or the 1 megabit DSL. This is high-quality internet available to anyone who can see the sky.
Well, that's pretty amazing. We've come a long way. Now, obviously, there's questions, but satellite internet, I mean, it's got less equipment, hasn't it, on the ground compared to terrestrial internet providers. So I guess the network is less likely to sustain damage during extreme weather or road work and other emergencies, that type of thing.
Yep. So what you often hear is, oh, satellite, that's old technology, right? That's a 20-foot large dish sitting on your front lawn. It's an eyesore. I'll tell you, the technology has gotten so much better where now, yes, if there is a severely heavy rainstorm, you might get slower speeds for a little while. But you talked about this idea that, you know, many times a telephone line will go down in a home or a fiber line will get cut or the cable line, and someone will have to come out and fix that. The beauty of satellite is it's a direct line, or actually no line, right? It's invisible between your home and the satellite up in space. So there's really nothing to, you know, cut that cable, for example, which always seems to happen to folks. And they have outages just when they need it the most.
Yeah. Well, what about satellite? Give me the, you know, it's all, give me these pros and cons and everything, Steve, let's face it. So if there are any cons on this thing, what would it be? Is it a sun flare or somebody knocks the satellite out of the sky? What's the worst that could happen?
The worst would probably be that there's really, really heavy rain, which would impact your service, make it slow so that, you want to watch that video and the video is buffering a lot, but you can still check your email. You can still go online and go on social media. So I'd say, heavy, heavy rain would probably be the biggest issue that you're going to face as potentially as a satellite customer.
So how do we close this digital divide in your words?
Yeah, I'd say that, it's interesting. There's a lot of folks sitting there waiting around for 5G. That's the one you hear all the time now, which really is people have access to cable and fiber in urban areas and cities. Great. Now they're going to have access to 5G, which is really being built out largely in very dense areas where it makes the most sense for the wireless carriers. To breach the digital divide, we need people to know there are other technologies like satellite out there where people don't have to keep waiting and waiting for the next best thing to provide connectivity. Right now, 95% of students will tell you they have to go online to finish their homework, right? And yet a third of households in the U.S. don't subscribe to a high-speed broadband service for the students to actually do just that, go online and do their homework. So this is one of the things we're so passionate about is breach this digital divide by making people aware that there are quality services out there today, affordable quality services for families, for their children, for themselves, so they can do all the essential things that they want to do at home right now.
How did we ever get on when we never had internet with reference to doing homework, Steve? Tell me.
Yeah. It used to be there. My parents had a large set of encyclopedias. They saved up, and I would just go check the encyclopedia. And if something happened in the world, and that was after that encyclopedia came out, I never knew about it.
Right. Yeah, I just sat there and got dust, Ryan. So consumers in rural areas, they're going to be the big winners, aren't they, from this connectivity?
Yeah, which is unfortunate right now is that you have people who, I'll say, sit on the other side of this invisible line where they can't have access to the same high-quality internet that lets people work from home, right? That lets them run a business out of their house. Mm-hmm. That we talked about kids doing homework, right? If you don't have high-quality internet, you have to go to the store to go do your Christmas shopping. You can't just order online and have it delivered to someone, right? All the things that connectivity allows, the time saving, the new business, new ways to participate in the kind of digital economy, without high quality internet, you're missing out. And it would be unfortunate if people, just because they live in a rural area, for many great reasons, to be closer to family or have a larger piece of land or they want more privacy, they should not be disadvantaged just because they chose to live in an area where some cable or DSL company decided not to put high quality internet service.
That's right. Well, when you're talking rural today, let's face it, first thing that comes to mind, the farmers, agriculturists, they're using technology like we've never seen before, and they're counting on it for all sorts of things, the seeds to plant, the time of the year, weather predictions, all sorts of stuff. And, this is going to help them greatly, isn't it?
Yes. Everyone now uses the internet, has value to everyone. It's not just folks who live in major cities, as you said, it's farmers for many of the aspects they do in running a business, right? But it's not even those people always think, these are remote, really remote areas that don't have access to internet. Oh no, you could be 2 miles from the city center of a metropolis like a Chicago or New York or Los Angeles, and you think, oh, everyone there must have internet. Oh no, you go a few miles outside these city centers and people have really barely any access to internet service and definitely not high quality internet service at all.
No, it's very important today. Now, we talked about some of the cons. Let's talk about the pros, right? The big pros to having high-speed satellite internet.
Is that now you can do other, right now, people love to go online and watch videos that their family sends them, right? It used to be everyone just sent photographs back and forth. Now, everything seems to be a 5-10 second, video of their family at the holidays opening a gift, right? Showing the new puppy, showing the new baby.
Yeah.
Okay. So, as video has increased the usage, that requires a better internet connection, higher quality, higher speed. Watching streaming video as well, right? Even being able to go online and do calls. Some people right now, they might be listening to this broadcast right now, not over the traditional receivers, but over their computer.
You want to be able to
go on their phone and download an app.
That's
yeah.
it. That's
and
exactly
you need
it.
Decent and, internet to do these things.
Yeah. Well, we do, in fact. And we have a global footprint. Yeah. So, that's the beauty of the we live stream online. But, of course, the podcast is always there after. What makes high-speed and reliable connectivity? I mean, it's, you think it's a logical question, but education is critical. But what about work and personal use? I mean, more and more are going to be working from home, aren't they?
Yes, I think now you're seeing with the increase in traffic and people just realizing they want to have a good balance where they spend enough quality time with their family. Work from home is a really great option for many people and for businesses who don't have to pay the expense of having dedicated office space for employees. But in order to be able to work from home, if you don't have an internet connection where you could do video conferencing with your fellow employees, send back and forth large presentations or files, you just can't do it. And then you're not going to be able to take that job if you can't have high quality internet service at your home.
That's it. That's where it's all at. Now, is it a good thing to buy into Viasat, mate? I mean, does it sound like it should be a good thing in reference to the future?
Yeah, I believe so. Right now, we continue to build these large kind of high capacity satellites. We have our Viasat 2 service right now that's running. In 2 years from now, we'll have our Viasat 3 service. And what we do is we just keep adding more and more speed, more and more capacity, so we can cover more people. And we're not just doing it in the United States. We have a constellation of 3 satellites that basically provides coverage throughout the world. Mm. If you happen to get on a plane in one part of the country and fly to another part of the world, you'll actually be able to have connectivity the entire trip as well.
Yeah, that's a big
thing. We're not just doing this in the United States. We're doing this everywhere in the most rural parts of the entire planet.
That's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Steve Mesnick is who we're speaking with today. He's had more than 15 years of experience in the technology industry. His expertise in strategy, pricing, business development, product management, CRM and sales operations for both the consumer and business customer segments. And I think while you're at Verizon Wireless, Steve, you designed and launched the wireless industry's first data sharing plans, revolutionizing the pricing model for voice, messaging, and data services that led to record-setting customer acquisitions and revenue growth. You must have been pretty proud of that.
Yes, what I love to do is come up with things that are valuable to a business, but most importantly, services, products that customers love, right? And so when I was at Verizon, I had the opportunity to work on getting rid of the limits that people had on messaging, where it used to be you'd buy a messaging pack of 50 messages. Could you imagine now if text messaging, if you had to keep track of every text message you sent?
Yeah.
People wouldn't even use the service. So those are the kind of things I love, is finding a valuable product to customers and offering it to them at an affordable price that changes their life.
Well, speaking of pricing now, with the future of the satellite internet and all the rest of it, is it going to be affordable for the average Joe, do you think?
Yeah, I do. I mean, prices even right now today start at $50 a month. Okay, for internet service to your home, that's up to 25 megabits per second. Generally, you'll see prices sub $100, right? So between probably $50 and $100, depending on which package you pick. So for a lot of folks, it's a little expensive. For many folks, though, it is affordable enough, especially compared to their other options.
Yeah.
Like just using their cell phone, for example, right? So we're trying to continue to keep the price down, because offering a quality service is wonderful if the technology allows it, but it has to be affordable. If people can't afford it, then it doesn't matter how great the technology is. They have to be able to pay for the service every month. And so that's the goal, is to have affordable, high-quality internet from Viasat.
All right. So if somebody's listening now and they'd like to read up on this a lot more, Steve, what do you recommend?
Yep. So there's two ways they can learn more information. One is, if you do have an internet service, whether it's be your phone or you're at work, or you have slow speed at home, we'll still be able to check this URL, which is Viasat, Viasat.com/internet. Or even easier, we have a number you can call, 833-5, that's the number 5, Viasat, Viasat. That's 833-5-Viasat.
So it sounds like a company we're going to be looking out for the way things are going, Steve. Viasat.com.
Yes, sir.
All righty. Stephen Mesnick, ladies and gentlemen, Vice President, Marketing and Pricing, Viasat Inc. Thanks for taking time out today, Steve.
Hey, thanks so much for the time today. I really appreciate it.
You got it. Good luck. Bye-bye now.